In the news this week, the Equalities Commission advises the government to adopt a biological definition of sex in law. Church leaders in Scotland warn Holyrood not to criminalise ordinary Christians with a broad conversion therapy ban. And a baby given only 48 hours to live finally returns home after a 2-year stay in hospital. Hello. The Equality and Human Rights Commission has told the government it should adopt a biological definition of sex in law. Equalities Minister Kemi Badenoch wrote to the EHRC in February asking for its considered advice on amending the current definition of sex in the Equality Act 2010. The Commission has now replied saying that on balance, redefining sex to mean biological sex would provide simplicity, clarity and reduce risk in a number of current areas of legal dispute. Adopting the definition, the EHRC explained, would make it easier for women-only wards, women's sport, women's societies, and certain jobs to be limited to women only. Mrs. Badenoch has backed Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's pledge to fast-track advice for teachers on transgender ideology, calling for robust guidance on the issue, acknowledging that head teachers are finding the landscape very confusing because there's a lot of misinformation out there. She also said it was a parent's right to know if their child expressed gender confusion at school or was wanting to transition, and argued schools should not have gender-neutral toilets, noting that they undermine privacy. Mr. Sunak has pledged the guidance will be available for the summer. The Scottish Government has been told it is at grave risk of criminalising the ordinary work of churches by pushing ahead with plans to ban so-called conversion therapy. Writing to Scotland's new Minister for Equalities, 20 church leaders said a ban would go far beyond outlawing abuse and coercion. Instead, it would criminalise ordinary Christians and church leaders for expressing mainstream Orthodox belief on issues such as gender and sexual ethics. Outlawing Christians from explaining the Bible's teaching about God's good design for true and healthy human flourishing would be deeply repressive and a violation of religious freedom. Advisers to the Scottish Government have championed the Australian state of Victoria's conversion therapy ban as the best model for Scotland to follow. But one of those who signed the letter, Institute trustee Reverend Dr. William Phillip of the Tron Church in Glasgow, told BBC's Good Morning Scotland that the ban in Victoria is jeopardising religious liberty.
The gold standard legislation, which is being held up by campaigns like Blair and by the Scottish Parliament cross-party committee itself, the gold standard is the legislation which has been brought in Australia in the state of Victoria. And let me just read to you what some of those measures are. It's become illegal to not affirm someone's gender identity. It's illegal for a parent to refuse to support their child's request for puberty blockers. It gives example of illegal practices, as for example, a religious leader meeting one-to-one with somebody and urging them to not indulge in sexual practices out with marriage, but to remain celibate in those cases. Those are very stringent things, and those do infringe upon the normal teaching of not just the Christian faith, but others as well. And legal counsel has said that these things will criminalise the ordinary pastoral work, for example, of churches, synagogues, mosques, and others. And that's a very drastic step to take in a democracy.
The erosion of religious freedom in the workplace will leave us all worse off, a prominent Roman Catholic peer has warned. Lord Ulton of Liverpool believes progress has been made in tackling other forms of discrimination at work, but said there is still a blind spot when it comes to religion. In a survey on experiences and attitudes towards faith in the workplace by the Catholic Union, a third of respondents said they felt disadvantaged at work because of their faith, and nearly half said they felt unable to speak openly about their faith with colleagues. Lord Ulton described religious freedom as the canary in the mine for many of the freedoms we enjoy. We all lose out if religious freedom is eroded. And finally, a baby girl who was given just 48 hours to live has now returned home at 2 years old. Mum Leanne was told at 20 weeks that her daughter had severe heart defects, and after reaching 3 months old, baby Hope suffered a cardiac arrest. When Leanne was told Hope only had 2 days to live and might not survive surgery, she said, "We decided to go for the surgery. We couldn't not. No way were we going to give up after she's been fighting so hard to survive." The surgery was successful, and after undergoing a total of 3 heart surgeries since birth, Leanne said her daughter has continued to defy expectations. To see Hope now is amazing. She has been through so much, but is getting stronger every day. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. On behalf of everyone at the Christian Institute, I'd like to wish you a peaceful Easter. Until next time, goodbye.